It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, March 12th. I'm Adrienne Hill in Austin, Texas, sitting in for Ben Johnson. Today, we're broadcasting from South by Southwest EDU, which is a conference filled with teachers. Teachers who have likely spent a nice chunk of their own money on classes. In 2013, public school teachers spent $1.6 billion out of pocket on classroom supplies and equipment. A website called DonorsChoose.org has been set up to help fill that gap. It's basically like a Kickstarter for teachers. I sat down with the founder of the company, Charles Best, and asked him what sort of things teachers are raising money for.
Projects ranging from fundamental classroom needs, like a project seeking dictionaries or an art teacher seeking art supplies. And then you would see really fascinating projects, like a teacher in Michigan whose students are hatching native lake trout and who need two underwater robots to see whether the lake trout that they're hatching are actually thriving.
So when you think about what you're doing, which is giving teachers the resources they need to run their classes, in some cases art supplies, in other cases robots, is this how we ought to be funding education?
It is fair for people to say, hey, are we letting government off the hook by letting citizen philanthropists step in? First, I think we would say that we don't think that kids in low-income communities should go without books and paper and pencils just to prove a point. But we actually do think that by opening up all of our data, we will then be able to show the powers that be what resources are most needed in particular neighborhoods and communities.
And what are teachers telling you? What are they telling us?
First, they're telling us that the recession had a terribly disparate, regressive impact on public schools. We saw a huge increase in the proportion of requests for really essential materials in low-income schools after the recession. So first of all, they're telling us about injustices that are nationwide. We do want to be put out of business with the half of projects on our site from teachers who are requesting really bare essentials. But there's another half of projects on our site that go beyond what you would expect the system to provide. It's a teacher requesting a shark body for students to dissect, or the trip to Washington, D.C. Amazing experiences that don't sound fluffy at all, but which are maybe not an injustice if the taxpayer is not underwriting them, and where private philanthropy is totally appropriate and just.
Charles Best from DonorsChoose.org, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
There are plenty of serious conversations taking place this week at South by Southwest EDU. Student data privacy, digital citizenship, but there are also fun conversations about games and how to get students really excited about learning. The market for educational games is $1.5 billion and growing fast. So I went on a journey to find out if all that money is producing games that are any fun to play. My quest began with Phaedra Buenaderas from IBM.
Global lead for serious games and gamification.
Yeah, that's her real title.
It does sound serious.
Serious games, she tells me, are games that are entertaining plus. IBM is working on adding artificial intelligence to games to help students learn better. But designing an educational game that's actually fun isn't easy.
Now you can start to enter into the realm of what I like to call chocolate-covered broccoli when you do it wrong.
Dum-da-dum-dum. Chocolate broccoli is the thinly disguised anti-fun. Buenaderas hinted there was another path, so I moved on.
Okay, team at home, you should have already gotten your compass. At least I hope so, because you're going to need it.
This is Brain Chase, a treasure hunt for kids created by Alan Staker. To move ahead, kids have to read, take online classes, and solve puzzles.
You have to start with a quest. Get them in the shoes of a protagonist.
And educational game designers can't rely on violence to keep kids interested.
Grand Theft Middle School.
Yeah, Grand Theft Middle School. You can't have Grand Theft Middle School. So how do you give kids stakes that they're engaged in that are age appropriate? Or is the answer treasure?
It's always treasure.
Brain Chase's treasure is a $10,000 scholarship. And educational games aren't just for kids. Paul DeVarcy is a high school English teacher in Toronto. During the last month of the year, he turns his class into the psych ward from Ken Kesey's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
My students are put into the role of mental patients, and I take on multiple roles, either through videos or live performances, as the faculty that's running this mental ward.
DeVarcy uses Twitter and Facebook to post as the big nurse, challenges, questions, and quests for his students.
A really interesting thing about Kesey's novel is that his critiques of the more industrial elements of the mental institution that he describes in the novel coincide very well with critiques that we could levy against the education system.
Fun games can also be subversive. With all this talk about classroom tech, we thought we'd check in with a student.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for coming. My name is Victor Schwartz, and I'm the founder of Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Victor is a senior at Westlake High School here in Austin and has been crowned the winner of South by Southwest EDU's first startup competition for students. The app he created allows employers to better manage moving part-time schedules. We asked him how he came up with the idea.
So I was talking to a friend of mine who worked at Jason's Deli, and he always complained about how his manager had to cancel his shift last minute or he couldn't get any shifts that week. And he actually quit because of that. And actually, one day I was on vacation in Paris with my family, and I like had a dream about it. And I was like, well, I think that could solve it. And I called him like over Skype, and I was like, what do you think? He's like, that would solve literally every single thing that made me leave.
Find all of our South by Southwest EDU coverage, including pictures of the student entrepreneurs, at marketplace.org. I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's our show today. This is APM.